back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again as we look into the truth of the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Beloved, I trust that you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that you have been born into the family of God, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the beginning of our truly understanding who we are in Christ. And then to understand that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And what a wonderful privilege that is to have the eternal God, the Spirit of God the Father, the Spirit of God the Son, living within us, the Holy Spirit of God. What a privilege to belong to the true and the living God, and what a glorious future the Lord has in store for us. Now, we're talking about spiritual gifts. We talked about that there are diversities of administration, differences of administrations, how that the Old Testament, God dealt with man one way, now in the New Testament, he deals with man in a different way. And there are diversities of operations. That is, in the Old Testament, God dealt with man in and under the law, and in a different manner and in a different way. The word operation means to function effectively, to work, to bring about a desired effect. God used a man named Joseph in the Old Testament to accomplish his purpose. And the book of Psalms just gives us a brief insight into this man, Joseph. In Psalm 105, verse 17 through 22, we read, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Actually, a slave. Sold for a slave. Remember the word doulos, referring to a slave rather than a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Now, notice that. Joseph was had his feet in fetters, and he was laid in irons. Why? Because you recall he was sold as a slave to Potiphar, and Genesis 39 tells us about how that the Lord used Joseph because Joseph was true to him. Verse 1, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of the Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, the sight of Potiphar. And he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And you recall how that Potiphar's wife sought to entice Joseph and to lead him into immorality and into adultery. And Joseph resisted, and one day she caught hold of his garment. He left, leaving the garment in her hand. When Potiphar came home, she told him what Joseph had done, that he had tried to entice her and commit adultery with her. Potiphar, in anger, put Joseph into prison. And we read in verse 20 of Genesis 39, Joseph's master took him, put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison, but the Lord was with him. Differences of operation. We're talking about how that in Old Testament times God used men in different ways than he did in New Testament times. And here we see how that he had a plan and a purpose for Joseph and what Joseph was going through. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he, Joseph, was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, Joseph, and that which he did, the Lord made to prosper. And so we see that Joseph was put into fetters and laid in irons, but God prospered him and allowed him to be in charge of the prisoners, even in the prison. Verse 19 of Psalm 105, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. And then when the time came, and it was God's time, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. And he, Potiphar, that is, the king, rather, the Pharaoh, made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, and to bind his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his senators wisdom. And so we see God used Joseph in Old Testament times to accomplish and do his purpose and his will. But in New Testament times, God used Peter to open the door of the gospel to the Gentiles. As you recall, Peter was at the home of Simon the Tanner, and you recall that God revealed a vision to him with three covers of animals coming down. That is, the covers were like a blanket that was filled with animals that came down, and God told Peter to take and eat, and Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for this was not allowed under the Jewish rules and under the Jewish law, that they should eat anything unclean." But God told Peter, "Call not that which I have created unclean, because I have a purpose and a job for you to do." And as he saw this vision, was wondering what it meant, why there was a knock at the door, and there were some men that had been sent from Cornelius to come and seek Peter, to come and tell them the way of truth. For Cornelius had been given a vision by the Lord to invite Peter, this man, and told him where he was, to come and share the truth with them. And so he went, and there he shared the truth, even though Jews were not supposed to go to the homes of Gentiles. Peter realized this was what God was telling him to do through that vision, and not to call the Gentile unclean. So he went to his household, he shared the gospel there, and the Holy Spirit of God came and anointed these who believed, so that the Jewish people realized, that is, the Jewish believers realized, that the gospel was for the Gentiles also, not just for the Jews. The first believers, remember, were Jews, and they were the ones that were empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. The 12 disciples were Jewish men that the Lord Jesus himself had chosen to go and carry the gospel. And so the first men that for the first 10 or 14 years were all Jewish Christians, were all Christian Jews. They were the ones that had the gospel. But through Peter and the operation of Peter and the work of the Holy Spirit, God opened the door to the Gentile, so that the gospel today is preached to all men, that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, may be born again and delivered from the bondage of sin and liberated and set free. So we see that in Old Testament times, God used men in a certain way, and in the New Testament times, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he anointed and used men. Now, did God use the Holy Spirit in Old Testament times? Oh, yes. We're told in the first chapter of the book of Genesis that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters in the creation of the earth and the heavens and the earth. And then we see in Exodus chapter 31, when God had given Moses instructions about setting up the tabernacle, in Exodus chapter 31, there were special times when God sent the Holy Spirit to empower men to do the work of the Lord. And in Exodus chapter 31, and if you'll notice with me in verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God." There you'll notice, God filled him with the Holy Spirit in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship for the purpose of creating the different articles of furniture that were used in the tabernacle, and for the purpose of setting up the tabernacle, God's house of witness in the Old Testament times. And so we see that the Holy Spirit of God anointed this man and empowered this man to put together all of the things that were necessary for the worship of God in the tabernacle. And so the Holy Spirit of God filled that man and worked through that man to accomplish the purpose of God. And so we see back over in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 5, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now here we see in New Testament times, the Holy Spirit of God is given to every believer to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. Now we see the different gifts that are given in the New Testament. Till next time, goodbye.